This is Al Graham for the Big Wolf Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know. In an effort to keep you up to date on some of the things that don't get a lot of publicity for intended reasons, I want to bring your attention to a recent vote by our United States Senate. First of all, let me tell you a little about why the vote was taken. Have you ever heard of the United Nations Office of Disarmament Affairs? Well, it seems they appointed a study group to review military-grade weaponry in the hands of civilians. It was pointed out the United States of America has an estimated 500 million weapons in the hands of our civilian population. The group also pointed out it is a massive dynamic problem for the process of confiscation, as there will be those who refuse to surrender their firearms. The CWCSG adopted a proposed agenda to begin the process for introducing to member nations a framework by which they can begin codification of national laws to disarm civilians within their borders through a graduated process. The group pointed out some of the problem areas that must be addressed. Some of them are: classification of military-grade weapons must be made illegal for possession. Creating laws to begin restricting and strict licensing of concealable firearms and hunting-grade firearms, plus a law to restrict the sale of and possession of ammunition and components to manufacture ammunition, a law that completely makes any and all firearms illegal to own, possess, or use outside military and law enforcement usage. And finally, the creation of a United Nations Police Task Force with the mission of assisting member nations with the collection of weaponry from civilian hands. Well, folks, I informed you of all that to let you know this. And this is the very important part, the part that disturbs me the most. Just recently, a bill came before our U.S. Senate. The statement of purpose from the bill read like this: to uphold Second Amendment rights and prevent the United States from entering into the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty. The vote on that bill was 53-46. I said 53-46. That means our U.S. Senate was just 4 votes shy of giving to the United Nations all that control I described above. 46 senators, all Democrats, ready and willing to give the United Nations that control over our right to bear arms, to give up the Second Amendment of our Constitution. Proof that we had better pay attention. There are those in power today that are attempting to do more than transform our country, thanks to 4 Democrats that voted with Republicans to keep this from happening. This ban has been supported by the Obama administration and would have impacted all private gun owners in the United States of America. 46 Democratic senators voted to give your rights to the UN. What will they attempt next? This is Al Graham for the Big Wolf, Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know.